with Sport Has Brenton Van Nistelrooy.
Good morning. Controversial former Wallaby Israel Folau is in line to turn out for the Tongan Rugby League team in its upcoming internationals against Great Britain and Australia. The Tonga National Rugby League says Folau and his younger brother John have been registered and are eligible to play for the hugely popular Mate Maa Tonga. Kolo Vakauta reports.
The TNRL says neither player is available for the World Nines tournament in October, but will line up in the Oceania Cup fixture against Australia on the 2nd of November and the historic match against Great Britain a week earlier. Tonga coach Frank Endicott says he's thrilled at the prospect of the brothers being available to play. Israel played in the ARL and NRL before switching to rugby union, where he represented New South Wales nearly 100 times and played 62 matches for Australia. However, he was sacked this year for a code of conduct breach surrounding social media posts, claiming certain sections of the public were destined for hell. This is Koro Vakauta.
However, the Rugby League International Federation says Israel Folau's selection hasn't been approved and it hasn't been asked to consider the matter. Wales has eased to a 43-14 win over Georgia in its Rugby World Cup opener in Japan after the Welsh had risen to fourth in the latest world rankings. The All Blacks are the world's number one ranked side again following their opening win over the Springboks, who have slipped to fifth. England cricket selector Ed Smith expects Johnny Bairstow to come back stronger after dropping the wicketkeeper for the two-test series against the Black Caps, which starts in New Zealand in November. Smith says it's a chance for Bairstow to reset after a long home summer. He has been included in England's squad for the five 2020 internationals, which precede the tests. And former Australian cricketer Shane Warne has been banned for driving for 12 months after admitting a speeding charge in England. Koina na purongo hakinakina.